From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida and the southeastern United States has reopened after a lone gunman opened fire in the airport's baggage claim area. Passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when a man identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago opened fire at the baggage claim, killing five people and wounding eight more before being detained. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
The U.S. military says the alleged shooter served in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment in Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had a mental illness. Santiago spent 10 months in Iraq in 2010 and 11, later joined the Army National Guard, the largest and the most remote U.S. state. He's believed to have served in the Guard there from 2014 until August. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials. At that point, he did not endorse their actual point of view. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 40 people were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded near Syria's border with Turkey. That's according to hospital employees and aid workers. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened Saturday in a busy marketplace, which was potentially caused by a rigged water tanker or fuel tanker. The observatory also said six opposition fighters were among the dead. Amateur videos show plumes of black smoke rising around the chaotic market and bodies strewn across the ground with gunfire heard in the background. A government building and a courthouse were damaged in that explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which comes as a fragile ceasefire is being observed across most of the country. Ceasefire had seen a number of violations before the explosion, including a smaller car bomb, which killed 14 people in the government-held town earlier this week. Nana Akufo-Addo was sworn in Saturday as the new president of Ghana after winning the election a month ago. Thousands of people, along with leaders from across Africa, gathered at the capital to witness the peaceful transfer of power, which is a rare sight in a region marked by political violence. The former opposition leader and human rights lawyer promised to rebuild the country's economy by building a factory in each of Ghana's more than 200 districts. A senior American diplomat has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to the war-torn country's peace, prosperity, and security will only deepen under the incoming administration of President-elect Trump. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Thomas Shannon, who traveled to Kabul Saturday, he told reporters the purpose of his visit was to underscore the strong partnership the two countries have been able to build during 8 years of outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama.
Our commitment to Afghanistan does not end on January 20th. Quite the contrary, it will only deepen, and that the strategic importance of this relationship is evident to all.
Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan, training, advising, and assisting local forces in the battle against the resurgent Taliban. The U.S. military mission is also tasked with conducting anti-terrorism operations against Al-Qaeda and Islamic State terrorists in the country. Disgruntled soldiers in several Ivory Coast cities have staged a revolt over their salaries and other personal concerns. Unrest and gunfire have been reported at several military camps around the country overnight from Friday into Saturday, marking the second straight day of unrest. The uprising soldiers then broke into a military weapons depot and stole rocket launchers and other weapons, arming themselves. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.